recording you did.
So I know, like, if I'm getting a deal or not.
We're recording. Does anybody want to be our co-host?
Don't
mirror image back
us. How about, does anybody want to be our guest? You know.
Does anybody want to be our prank call tonight?
Yeah. We need a prank call.
You can email us your phone number at
We have some. We do have some numbers to crank call.
We do, but I don't think they knew exactly when they were going to be crank
call. Oh, because it's Thursday night and it's like 11:30 p.m.
You're going to get in trouble, Rick. Where's your wife? She should watch this. She'd like it. We're cute. We can all be friends. She can bring her own pillow.
Yeah. Oh, I got to see what you did while I was gone.
Where's Amber?
We want Amber.
Yeah.
Crazy pants.
I miss all of you guys.
Yes.
Did I just get called a hunky? Because talking to the pants.
Okay, so this thing.
You see half of my head because she's hugging the camera.
I'm sorry. Do you want to sit on my chair with me? Okay.
Ooh.
Sounds
like
that
on my lap.
Well. Oh! Oh god, I'm gonna fall off my chair. I'm so glad I don't have my vibrating mascara with me right now.
You were gonna tell us about the vibrating mascara.
Yes.
I don't know about the vibrating mascara. I walked into Harmon Cosmetics.
This irked her.
2 days. Seriously. This is a true story. True story. Hope and I walked into Harmon Cosmetics.
Right.
To get some stuff. Girl stuff. You know. And so we
They sell boys stuff too.
Well, I need an eyeliner. So we went to go get an eyeliner. And I don't know why I have this in my ear. We went to go get an eyeliner. It's not even plugged in. It is hot in here. I really need to go up and turn the AC.
Yeah.
It's just Hope and I.
So after I tell the story. You guys are making me hot. So we go in and they can hear music, I'm sure. Not too bad though. There's this big like cardboard, you know, display for this vibrating mascara, and it was on display and there's a little button.
This was a regular store. This wasn't an adult store. This was
Harmon Cosmetics, like CVS, like, you know, little beauty store. It was like, you know, this is on the board, and then like the brush was like up, and you could like push the little button, and it went. So I suspect they're gonna have a lot of lawsuits of people just poking their eyes out from the mascara. I mean, come on, really? You can't put mascara on without having to like hold it there and let it vibrate, and it's gonna get all like nasty.
Yeah.
See, mind was going in a completely different direction with the vibrating
Somebody
mascara.
Somebody should send us one so we can try it. I would try it on camera.
The vibrating mascara would probably be very popular, but for possibly a different reason.
Mascara.
No, seriously, I was like, but I don't think it was strong enough to be for that reason.
They have a bullet for that. Like, you could go into a porn shop and
We're
just buy the bullet.
We're talking about vibrators now, right?
They have the
We've
started out with penises and boobs. Why not talk about vibrators?
Boobs!
I would think that would also, like, I don't know, hurt.
Captain Crazy needs a Q-tip? Who else is a guest? Come on now. Come out of the woodwork. Name yourself.
Seriously.
Name thyself. We know who some of you are, anyway.
I know. Come on, guests.
We're all friends here.
Has anybody out there tried the vibrating
mascara?
Yeah.
Or
I'd be interested to know.
Similar products.
Okay, this thing is
Did you know that when the first Harry Potter movie came out, they sold Harry Potter toys, and one of the toys was a broomstick, and it vibrated. So I guess if you're a little kid, you could pretend that you're flying around on a broomstick, and it got pulled from the market for the obvious reason. I remember hearing about that on the radio on the morning show that I listened to.
Nice.
The vibrating Harry Potter broomstick. So, you know, vibrating mascara? Okay.
Absolutely love the microphone.
I do. I love the microphone.
See, this one I was thinking. Oh, yeah, that's the exact one, Rob! You rock.
Rob, I thought. Crap.
No, it was Rob.
Look at how cool this thing is.
I know, I've seen them. I want one.
I'm getting quite excited over this.